and welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. This week I don't have too much news except that on June 28th, Mariska Hargitay, who played Cynthia, the desk clerk, Mariska and her husband Peter Herman welcomed their first child together. Mariska's publicist told People magazine that the baby's name is August, and he was born on the 28th, and guess how much he weighed? August weighed 10 pounds 9 ounces, so that's why all Mariska's pregnancy photos made her look really huge, because she was really huge. So we want to wish well to Mariska, August, and Peter. A little bit more news, Noah Wiley will be doing a couple episodes in season 13, so maybe that means some more Darfur episodes, or maybe he comes back to Chicago, who knows, but he signed on for a couple episodes. And just a little bit of trivia, as of the time he left, Noah Wiley has been the longest running character of the series. However, Laura Innes' character, Weaver, of course, will become the longest running character if Innes continues on ER through season 13, which we know she is, so congratulations to Laura. Okay, as I stated before, there has been a small update in the casting for next season. Recurring characters, of course. I did tell you that we're getting a couple new characters, and here's a little bit more information on them. There's a new surgical chief resident named Shift, described as a smart but devious. He's due in about episode 3 for 4 to 7 episodes, so, you know, it's a little bit long. We get an acting chief of staff until a permanent replacement is chosen. Her name's Angela, and she's about 40, and she starts in episode 3 also, and there's rumors about her and Pratt hooking up, but you know how Pratt can be. Also, there are some rumors that Abby's father turns up, so that will be interesting. Also, we got some birthdays coming up. On July 7th, it's Georgia Fox's birthday, so happy birthday, Georgia. And on July 9th is Scott Grimes, so happy birthday to Scott. Now, this week's podcast is about favorite couples. Well, not even favorite, we at least favorite couples also. And since there's so many couples, I'm going to be breaking down this podcast into a couple podcasts. So bear with me, and if you don't hear me mention your favorite couple this week, then let me know, and I'll add them in for next week, or even your least favorite character. Least favorite couple, excuse me. Okay, well, let's start this week's podcast, and let's start off with Sam and Luca, who is one of my favorite couples. Sam and Luca were, I don't know, I didn't want to say unlikely at first, because Luca is kind of a player of the heart, but I was really pushing for them to get together, so I was happy when they did. They were perfect for each other, and they were completely not perfect for each other. They were two people who fought constantly. We rarely saw them happy. That was kind of sad on my part, but it was nice seeing the family dynamic between them and Alex. Luca cared a lot about Sam, and Sam cared a lot about Luca, and remember that scene where they're standing on the L, and Sam leans up and they kiss for the first time, and then remember their first sexual intercourse encounter? I just remember how tiny Linda looked. I mean, that was one thing I liked about all their scenes, was the great difference Goran and Linda had in height. Linda is small and petite, and Goran is huge and tall, and I always liked that. It looked like she would fit perfectly in his arms, and apparently she did, when their relationship was nearing an end, you could tell it was ending, they were more catty to each other. They fought more, and Luca, being a family man, he wanted children, he wanted marriage, he wanted all of that, and Sam just didn't at that point in her life. And Luca, I don't know, there has to be an age difference between the characters, because Luca seems a little bit more older than Sam, and he was ready for that, and she just wasn't, and I really wanted them to get together in marriage and have children together, but that didn't work out, so I guess there's always fan fiction, and I do write about them, and as much as I like Luca and Abby, I will miss Luca and Sam. So speaking of Luca, let's talk about Abby and Luca. From the very beginning of the whole Abby-Luca thing, I was a fan. I mean, I'm a fan of whoever Luca gets together with. I'm a fan of whoever Abby gets together with. And I remember that summer, that fall, that year, whatever, how there was a big controversy between the Carbys and the Lubies. I remember we were on, I think I was on a message board or a list or something at that time, and the Carbys were in one corner and the Lubies were in another, and it got pretty vicious, but I will always, always, always be a Luby. I am a huge fan. Their relationship is rocky, of course. Anyone who's with Luca or Abby will have a rocky relationship, but they seem to love each other. They seem to genuinely love each other, and that's refreshing. They always come back to each other. And I know they address this in the Christmas episode, but they always seem to find each other after all the crap they've been through with other partners. They can find solitude in their relationship. And being a Luby, the pending birth is so exciting, and them talking about marriage is so exciting. On ER, we see a lot of beginning of relationships, we see a lot of ends of relationships, and we see established relationships get married, and established relationships have children, but Abby and Luca are one of the only relationships, in my opinion, that we've seen from the beginning, we've seen the middle, and now we're seeing them go into the next stage of their lives together. And if they do get married, which I think they will eventually, it's gonna be one of the first relationships on ER that we've actually seen the whole cycle of, through meeting, fights, sex, children, marriage, and I think that's utterly wonderful. And I am, like I said, I will stand by Abby and Luca till the day I die. Another short-lived relationship was Abby and Jake. That was a weird relationship to me. It was an okay one. I mean, I didn't hate it. I thought it was cute, and I thought Ian was adorable once he shaved off that Grizzly Adams stuff. Abby was kind of embarrassed to be with him because he was so much younger than her and, you know, younger than her. And I was really looking forward to them pursuing a relationship and doing the whole quote-unquote May-December thing. Not that Abby's so much older than him, but it was cute, and I did like how Abby was nervous around him, and she had her heart somewhere else, and we know where her heart was. I can remember when Carol and, I almost called him Ray, even though that's not his name. Well, it is his name, but it's his, not his nickname. When Raul died, Carol was very supportive, but after that, Shep kind of changed, and Carol didn't like the change, I suppose, and not too soon after, they did end their relationship, and we didn't see much of Shep after that, and I absolutely love Shep as a character, and I wish he would come back, but I guess Ron is busy, but because they were such good, had good chemistry on screen, Ron and Juliana did still have an ongoing relationship off screen, so I think that is so much better than Carol and Shep. Juliana and Ron. Well, I'm going to cut this one short since I need to get up early, but next week we'll continue our favorite and least favorite couples of ER. It could be short couples like one night stands or long term couples. Send them and your comments to erpodcast@yahoo.com. And remember, if you have any ER news or questions on ER or just any general questions or comments, please send them along. And until next time.